to another Shared Brewing. My name is Tyler and I'm joined today with my good friend and co-host Joel.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What do you reckon? Have we had enough coffee today?
Yep. I think I sort of think I came to the realization today that I'm like, do I need to have a bit of a break?
Do you need to have a talk with yourself?
Yeah.
You have to have a bit of a chat and be like, yeah, man, look, this is, it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah. I was thinking, I'm having like this morning I had a Brill, an espresso based coffee at home, like, you know, a full double shot. Then I had another double shot when I went to a cafe. I went to a little hole in the wall Ducks Brew this morning before a little river walk. Then got back from the river walk where our car was parked, got another Ducks Brew coffee.
Oh,
and
my.
Then we just had that filter coffee just before.
All right. Now I understand why when I said, have you had enough coffee this morning? You said, yes. We didn't go to a cafe this morning for the first time, I think, before recording this podcast. And that's completely understandable.
Yeah.
Well, I made myself a latte at home and then rushed in here to the studio and then complained that I hadn't had enough coffee because I feel like I hadn't really had that time to enjoy
it.
But Joel made me a really nice V60 when we got to the studio and I'm feeling good now.
That actually, speaking of which, I think we need to make another one before we go because
okay.
It's super tasty.
Deal. Let's wrap this up so we can get back to
making. Yeah. All right. See you guys. Have
seems
a good
to
one.
Be the theme. We're too busy enjoying coffee and making it than to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
No, I think that's why we need to do it. So today I thought let's have some fun and we'll talk about some favorite experiences of ours at cafes. Because we love going to cafes. They often can deliver us an amazing experience. And sometimes those experiences are just like outstanding and something like you just want to tell your friends about.
Yep.
You want to have that again. It kind of goes in like the mental, you know, memory bank of that was the kind of experience that I want to look for when I go to a cafe.
Yeah.
So let's jump straight in and I'll throw it over to you, Joel. What are some standout cafe experiences you've had recently or of all time? Choose, you know, whatever you like to talk about.
I mean, like, I guess a good example was, so Emily and I went down to the Gold Coast like a few weeks ago
for okay.
had a week off, went down to the Gold Coast.
We're in Brisbane here, by the yeah. way. For those who don't know or are new to the podcast, we're in Brisbane is where we are coming from in Australia.
Sunny Queensland, Brisbane.
Yep, very sunny outside.
Yeah, actually it's a beautiful day.
So yeah, Gold Coast is nice and close, about an hour away.
Yeah. So went to the Gold Coast and I'm probably going to use this as an example because, you know, I've been to a lot of cafes and things like it's, I like to sort of use this as an example, mainly because we went to a lot of different cafes and espresso bars and I've got like, I almost want to use that as like a, I went to some places that didn't have the best experience. And then I went to some places where I was just like, that was just a flawless experience. Like just from walking through the door to leaving, I was like, that was, you know, that was great.
Sometimes you just can't wipe the smile from your face.
Yeah.
You can't wait to like, it's kind of a mix of like, you can't wait to come back, but you also can't wait to tell people about this.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, and look, like we went to numerous amounts of places. Some were awesome. Some, like, obviously COVID's affected a lot of this, you know, just mainly because they used to be like a sit down table service. Now they're counter service because, you know, obviously they're on stricter budgets and
yep.
can't afford to pay. And then, you know, the amount of tables are limited. But Elk Espresso at Broadbeach.
Oh yeah. I've heard great things about them.
Yeah. Really like prompt service. The guy who kind of like we rocked up and he's just like, hey guys, what do you want to do? You wanted to dine in, take away? And this was for Millie's birthday, where it's actually her first birthday.
Oh nice.
The day of her birthday. So we're like, all right, we'll go on, you know, go somewhere that we, you know, I've been there before. It's always a pretty good experience that I've been there, but this time I was just like, this was like pretty flawless. Walk in there, guy greets us and he's just like, you know, what do you guys want to do? You want to take away, have here? And we're just like, dine. He's like, cool, come here, how's your day going, you know, how's your morning? And it was just like, you know, it's just a really wholesome, like genuine welcoming.
Yeah.
And then we sat down, got our menus, and you know, they were, the service was very prompt. Like they were just, you know, they were onto it pretty quickly. And the girl was like, you know, you guys want to start with the coffees? They had a huge range of different coffees to choose from. You know, you got espresso based coffees, you got different filter options, and just everything. Like the food was quick, the coffee was quick, like not too quick, but like just, you know, it was
good pace.
Yeah, it was nice, and the guy was super friendly. I wanted to sort of have a chat about the coffee. He was really more like, he was super accommodating in that regard. And yeah, it was just a really nice experience. And he left, like, he's just like, oh, so where do you work? And I was just like, oh, I work at Industry Beans. And I've also got a business at home that I do instant specialty coffee, and yeah, it was just really nice because, you know, you got to have like a genuine conversation instead of them just kind of going, cool, here's your bill, see you later, thanks for coming in, like, you know, sort of just like very like machine like.
Yeah, it's personal, but it's not like over the top or anything. Yeah, it's like they do it well, you know, you jump in, jump out. That's it.
And like that was something that I really tried when I had the Frisky Goat Espresso in the city of Brisbane. Had a little espresso bar about 10 years ago in the CBD of Brisbane, and it's still actually going under new ownership now. And same guy that I sold it to, Leo, is still running it.
Actually, oh, that's good. That's a good testament to it.
Ducked in there the other day and I was just like, I have not been, it's completely changed because the building that we're in, they had a full refurb and they've changed the situation of the lobby and everything. And now it looks, you know, super schmick. When I had it, I was like, it's a bit sort of more older, like wood finishes and that type of thing. But that was actually one of the things that I really wanted to make sure was when people walk through that door, it was almost like an escape because they walk through this lobby entrance, turned a corner, and then there we were. Like, you know, it was a bit sort of like not hidden, but it was not right on the street. Anyway, that was something that I really wanted to make sure was, you know, people come in and you're just like, hey, how you going? Like, you know, you start to know people's names, start to know what they do, you know, what they did on the weekend, all that sort of thing. And just like, you know, creating that, like, you're producing a really nice product for them and they're paying you for that, but you're also wanting to have it on a genuine level as well.
Yeah, it is a sense of community. Like at a good cafe, you really get that sense of community. It's great when you return and like they remember you or they give you the same service as last time. They always have a smile. They're genuinely happy to have you there. Yeah. You can feel that. It's not even like just in their actions, but you can like feel that sense of welcomeness. It's really nice.
Yeah, and like, I think there's a lot of times now where people are getting into specialty coffee and there's a bit of ego involved. And so they're a bit too cool for school to kind of, they think like that really friendly approach is not cool enough to be a specialty coffee.
It's kind of like that cliche hipster barista vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, where it's just like, you know, I'm a band, I do this, I do that. And it's like, you want a coffee off me, I'll make it really hard for you.
Yeah. Well, I think that ties in nicely with our underlying message that we talk about through Shared Brewing and through the Monday and just in our general conversations.
Absolutely.
It's about like the fact that you don't have to be wanky about what you're doing to be proud of it.
Yep.
Like you can be offering a really high quality product with high quality service and, you know, the whole package without being, you know, a bit too over the top about it.
Yeah, definitely. Like
there's nothing wrong with being proud of what you're making.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think Tyler, that's my experience. I reckon
that's great.
What's your like ultimate cafe experience?
All right, look, this is a really hard question.
Because you do go to a lot of cafes.
I go to hundreds of cafes a year because it's like a huge hobby of mine. But it's also like, you know, I love to meet people in that space. I love to see what they're doing. I love to see what they're getting up to, how they're doing things different, and I think through that, we've just collected a lot of really nice experiences and made kind of like a mental note of those. And it's really cool too, because then if I ever want to open up a cafe myself or people around me are, I guess I'll have that, like, you know, collection of thoughts on that ready to go. So a few outstanding experiences though that I guess I'd mention. One that's just jumping to mind, because there are going to be many. When Alex, my partner Alex and I were in Perth a little while back, maybe about a year ago, we went to a really, really nice spot. Now I'm completely blanking on the name. It has black in the name. There's too many too many coffee brands with black in the name at the moment. I'll probably think of it before the end of the episode. But we went there and they had like a little espresso bar. Filter bar, I should
say. Like brew bar, yeah.
Yeah, a little brew bar. And I was ducking in to just grab a quick takeaway at the time. And I wasn't really expecting like much of a full-on experience. I didn't even know this place existed.
Yeah.
And I just walked in and like straight away, you know, I kind of felt comfortable enough to kind of talk to the barista. They were telling me a bit more about them and like, you know, what was on offer. I asked for a batch brew because I was like, I'll just grab a quick batch brew and get it takeaway. And then they even said, I'm not really happy with I wouldn't be happy serving you the one that we've got on at the moment. If you've got a few minutes, I'd love to make you a fresh batch. And I thought that was really nice, like, just care and consideration. Well, because just, they quickly could have just taken my $5, $6 or whatever, scan, here you go. And you know what? I would have been like, I would have been fine. But like that extra level of care.
Yeah.
And
because a lot of laziness does come into, you know, the people, like, especially in special, like, not specialty coffee, but like just cafes in general. You're busy, you know, you're like, oh, that batch brew didn't come out right. I'm now going to make another one. You know, it's like, oh, it's like a lot of people take that as like, oh, it's now like, you know, it's put a burden on, you know, my time. And I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, people are paying for a product that you want to be happy serving. So
that's it.
I think that shows like, you know, commitment and, you know, like
consideration.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's customer service.
It's customer service. Yeah. When it comes down to it. And I really appreciated that. And I went back to Alex and said, like, I just had such a really nice experience in the space of like a few minutes.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool when you can get that cool experience in a few minutes. And I'm like, we're going back there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're going to have like the full, you know, the full feast. So we've actually, we went back the next day and then they had like a filter menu.
Yeah.
And they just kept making us V60s. Actually, they made V70s.
V70?
Yeah, which is a slightly sharper angle on the dripper. But yeah, we were like, I think it was $12 each. It was nothing. And we said, like, how many does this include? And they're like, well, we've got like 10 or so really nice coffees at the moment. So you just tell us like when you've had enough.
That's so cool. Did they
we got to coffee 5 or 6 and we're like, we have to say stop.
Yeah.
They served it to us in this really nice like wine glass.
So good. You start to get those like coffee fuzzy, like fuzzy bone coffee.
So much.
Over-caffeinated. Did they roast their own coffee?
Yeah, I think they do. I'm so sorry. I'm blanking on the name. I'm sure it's going to come to me. But yeah, on from that, like that was just a nice little experience that came to mind. But some regulars that I like to go to, you know, on like a weekly or, you know, every couple of weeks sort of basis. There's a local one, Morning After.
Yep.
I'm always going there. They're open till a bit later than some of the others as well. And I'm a bit of a late riser, or I just get busy in the mornings and want to go there a bit later. But like the food is just a little step above a lot of other cafes.
Mm.
Service is really lovely. They're always great. You can tell like they're always busy, but they always have time to make sure they're still giving you a really good service.
Yeah.
Check in on you the right amount. Yeah. Food, coffee, great. Always good. Yeah, just can't always end up going back. And I know there's a certain level of care that you just feel like, yep, they're going to take care of me if I go there. I'm happy to bring my parents here. I'm happy to bring my friends here. I'll pop in when I'm on my own. Any of that is really good. And I would have to mention one other cafe that's a local, which is Josie North.
I can totally relate to Josie North. It's always just like a humble experience.
It's
there.
So humble.
That's like, I think that's like the best way to describe that place. They're just so friendly and calm and nice and consistent. Accommodating. Yeah, consistent.
Very consistent.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think like, I don't know if I've ever said this about another cafe, but every single coffee I've ever had there is like a 9 out of 10 or higher. If I was to put a silly rating on it. But like, you know, it's not just that though, that the service is great. They're always friendly. They know what they do well. They don't try and, you know, push the limits every week you go there. So it can be that consistent experience. But at the same time, you know, they'll throw something new on the menu here and there and always have a nice, you know, new guest roaster to put on display. They've usually got Wooden Co., Small Batch, Seven Seeds. That's kind of their regulars.
Yeah.
Always outstanding coffee. And I'm really excited too. So one thing I love to do is actually have a chat to either the barista or, you know, the person who's serving you and actually ask their take on the coffee at the moment.
Yeah.
And you can always gauge whether they're really interested in their coffee or not by that.
Yeah.
So I love to just like ask them like, so what is good today? Like, what are you loving?
Yeah.
And usually
What's popping?
Yeah, what's popping? Like, and then... You know, at Josie North, for example, they'll be like, oh, I just got in this really amazing Ethiopian, you know, from Wooden Co. You have to try it.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, sweet.
And I'm sold. That, that's, I don't, like, it's like you're there, you know, you've got that trust in your barista where you just
it's a
like,
trust, yeah.
Like, it's like a bartender trust, you know, it's like, you know, you go to a bar, if you're a regular at a bar and you're spilling your feelings out to your bartender, like that type of thing. It's like the same thing with the barista. It's like, you just like, make me what you think is delicious.
Make me happy.
I trust you. Take me away.
Yeah. I love that trust.
Take me now.
And that's kind of like, I think that leads into the ultimate cafe experience that I look for, is that, are they going to look after me? Can I trust them to give me a good experience? Am I going to leave with a new memory, a new something to chat about with friends? Like, you know, I'll see you and I'll be like, dude, I had the most amazing, you know.
And Ethiopian. Word of mouth is the best referral.
It really is.
100%.
Yep. So
that is the best type of referral. So anything whenever you have a good experience, if you just go up to someone and go like if I have a good experience somewhere, I'm like, go there. It is amazing.
Yep.
And they go there.
Yep.
And it's like the percentage rate for referral marketing is
big time.
Big.
Actually, I got one more to mention.
Yeah.
Since I'm hugging the spotlight.
Oh, mate, you got a heaps of cafes.
So yeah, one that I've been meaning to go to for a very long time, and I actually met a couple of the guys who run it at the Industry Beans event a little while back.
Yeah.
I think it was the latte milk latte Smackdown. Yeah. And the gift shop.
Oh, Gift shop. Yeah, at Mount Gravatt.
Yeah. Oh my God. Finally made it out. Alex and I had a morning off for the first time in like a month or so. And we went out, and like each of the staff that served us came and like personally introduced themselves.
Amazing.
And like had a little chat, and not like in an invasive, like, you know, like this is too much, you know, kind of way. It was just like a really personal way. It was like, you know, hey, I'm such and such. You know, have you guys been here before? Let me run you through the coffee and the food. And like, it was just really nice, but also like super casual at the same time.
Yeah.
They just had that really great, like it's a busy little cafe. It's bustling, you know, everyone's really happy to be there. Like the staff were just so happy to be there.
It shows that they care. And I think that's really important as well. It's like, because at the end of the day, it's their business, it's their passion. And if I feel like if someone doesn't care, it's either they're just working there and they're just a grumpy staff member.
Yep.
Or, you know, like they're in it for the wrong reasons if they're not passionate about it.
Yep.
They're just there to try and make money. And it's like at the end of the day, to be fair, coffee shops and cafes don't make too much money.
Yeah,
like,
but there's plenty of people out there that are in it for that.
Yeah,
and it's so nice to see that distinction.
Yeah, that's it. They go in there and
jump off the page.
So passionate, so like just dedicated to making your day amazing. And I love that. Like it's such a good feeling because that's when you start to really resonate with the people who run it. And that's why you keep going back there. And it's, you know, you feel welcome and, you know, it's a great experience.
That's it. So what do you order when you go to a good cafe? And when you like, how do you qualify it for being a good cafe? And like what, set your own expectations? Because we all do that, right? Like we start to make judgments based on might be the design.
For me,
that's a big one because I'm a graphic designer.
Yeah.
But then it might be what coffee they have. It might be how they display it. It might be how they talk about it. It might be how they serve you. Might be what kind of people you see around. What's the demographic of the cafe as well?
Totally.
I
usually,
how do you gauge
like,
that?
I guess I've got, obviously having experience, you can kind of look at certain like levels of equipment and also what they serve in and that type of thing. And you can kind of sort of get a general idea of like, all right,
they've there's got a Lama Zocco on the bench and there's an EK.
Yeah,
there's a chance
we're going to have $50,000 worth of equipment there. Like, you know, that's not cheap.
There's a chance we're going to get a good coffee.
Yeah, chances are they're either supplied by someone who produces really nice coffee and has, you know, a bit of cash flow behind them. And generally when you do have a nice specialty coffee roaster behind them like that, you know, he does have a bit of cash flow.
Yep.
Generally, they get really high quality green beans and you know that they're putting some time into roasting it. And like you can get a quality coffee. So that's what I tend to look out for. But I guess now, like a lot of the time I go somewhere, unless I'm like not in the local area, like not somewhere I'm familiar with, like on the Gold Coast, for example, you sort of look up like, you know, where's the best coffee and that type of thing. But then when you get there, you can kind of go, okay, these guys are serious about it.
Yeah.
Because you can see their coffee menu and, you know, you can see like, you know, like you walk in there and you have a chat. And you're like, what's tasting really good? And then that's when they're like, oh, try this, try that.
Yeah.
I
love when they give you a sample of the batch.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
you have
it.
To just try this.
Yeah. And why not?
They don't even care if you're buying it or not. They're just like, I'm excited about it. I want to share this
that's
with
it.
You. That's
like,
really nice.
Batch brew. This is just full industry disclosure. You make a lot of money off batch brew. Let's just say that.
True,
not a lot of money. It's like it's a profitable beverage because
it's
you charge.
Because, you don't have to prepare it each time.
You charge $4.50 for a cup. You use about 100 to 110 grams. You know, you get about 1.82 liters out of it. you know, you do the math, like you can make, you like, you sell one cup, you've paid for the coffee.
Yeah.
So you've got about 5 to 6 cups in there. So I think when they offer batch brew, I think it's like that shows like, you know, here, try this. And it's like a really good gateway to get people into trying something that's delicious.
Definitely.
And, but anyway, what I like to order is, speaking of batch brew, batch brew is filter coffee, by the way. It's just it's like if you were to make one small filter coffee, but you're actually making about 6 of them in one.
Yeah, like that's if you were to do an AeroPress or
a V60. It's a large batch of filter coffee. Yeah.
It's not so viable all the time for cafes to be able to do a V60 or an AeroPress or something along those lines individually, because they might not have the staff for that all the time. Love it when they do, and a lot of cafes will offer that, of the more specialty kind. But yeah, the batch brew is like a nice way to be able to offer a really nice black filter coffee.
Yep.
In a more commercially viable sense.
Yeah, it's a big automated pour over.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe it.
It's good too when you're in a hurry and you're just like, throw me a batch and I'm on my way.
And it's not like, you know, like V60s, you've got a lot more control. You can sort of like, you know, you can do certain like brewing styles and things like that and getting showcasing different flavors and things. But batch brew, you can still get amazing coffee flavors. You know, if you're grinding it properly and you're extracting it properly, it's great. So that's batch brew. If people are listening, they don't know what batch brew is. It's just a big...
Ask for a batch brew.
Big pour over filter coffee and just goes into this, you know, canister, and it's awesome.
I would say too, like if you like long blacks or you know, you don't want to do milk, or even if you do milk, but like want to try something different, jump into a batch brew because especially if you've got a cafe that's enthusiastic about it and excited to share that with you, I can guarantee you're going to have a great time and be pleasantly surprised.
That's it. And let that temperature drop.
Yeah.
Let it sit for a little bit, drink it cooler, and you'll see like, wow, you get a lot of sweetness, a lot of beautiful acidic flavors. Like, yeah, it's awesome.
It's unreal. It's something else.
Yeah. Now we'll segue back to, so I get a batch brew.
So what do you order at a cafe?
Get a batch brew. I usually get like a milk-based coffee as well, like a small flat white.
Yep.
And then I'll probably go, so usually I go, can I get a one-on-one? And most places now kind of know what a one-on-one is. One-on-one is an espresso and a flat white, or some people say a fun-in-one, where it's a piccolo and an espresso.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, so fun-in-one. So one-on-one's like, you've got the like the spouts on the portafilter
of the espresso machine.
Of the espresso machine. One shot goes as espresso, one shot goes in the milk coffee. So you've got like, you get to taste like the best of both worlds of the espresso-based coffee.
It's a good way to do it when you want to really try a certain coffee bean and actually compare it, because when you're, I guess, diluting it with milk, you're not going to get as much of that flavor out of it.
Yeah. I like to sort of relate milk coffee to like almost like it's like a dessert. It's like a little treat, you know?
It is.
You've got like, you're adding this nice creamy, like frothy texture to this really nice extracted espresso, and then they complement, like fat carries flavor. That's why I think like full cream dairy milk goes so well with espressos, because it's like why chefs cook with butter.
You know? Exactly.
Like lard and things like that, like fat tastes so good. And, I tend to go for espresso, flat white, and batch brew, so filter coffee.
Yeah. Well, I actually do a very similar thing. So I'll usually go to a cafe with my partner, and we'll...
Sharesies.
always. Yeah. Every time they bring over the coffees, they're like, who had the... And I'm like, just throw them down. We're going to share them anyway.
Them down. They're going to go somewhere. Down.
It's all good. Someone will drink them.
Yeah.
But it's usually, you know, we'll get a flat white or a latte, and then a batch brew.
Yeah.
Quickly though, what's the difference between a flat white and a latte?
I mean, like, really it's got down to, I guess, the flatness of the milk.
Okay.
But also, flat whites will most likely be in a porcelain cup.
Yeah.
And they're at a certain size. Latte means milk. So, you know, it's generally going to be in a bigger device, but I don't know.
I think in Australia, it's usually like a latte will come in a glass.
Yeah.
And a flat white will come in like a little... small coffee cup.
And like, look, it's...
When we're getting technical.
Really, realistically, like if you were to get in like... If you're getting a takeaway flat white or a takeaway latte, 8-ounce cup, 12-ounce cup...
Same thing.
Like they're a coffee with milk.
I consider them the same thing.
Like generally latte's got a bit more froth, but to be fair, like I tell people when I'm training them to make coffee, I just say, look, I just steam my milk to a nice silky smooth texture that, you know... I'll make flat whites a little less foamy than a latte and a cappuccino, but cappuccino latte, same style milk.
Yeah.
One's got chocolate,
one's got chocolate.
Like, I mean, that's probably the easiest way to break it down.
Cool.
People can get really technical on it, but at the end of the day, it's coffee with milk.
Cool.
And that's why I love, like, when I go to a cafe or like a espresso bar and they've got their menu is milk coffee and just like black coffee, where it's got like espresso filter and then milk. And they've got actual coffees designed for the milk-based coffees.
Yep.
And then they've got like actual coffees roasted and profiled for espresso filter, or like generally it's single origins for filters and like black espresso. But yeah, I like that, where it's, you know, really simple. There's none of this where it's like latte, flat white, cappuccino.
It shows a lot of confidence in their product, because they're like, you trust us how to serve it.
Yeah.
But know that we'll serve it well, and we're going to serve it right.
It's almost like a little confidence menu right there.
It's like
these guys, like, you know, they'll look after you, sort of thing.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's a great way to wrap that one up. So we both pretty much actually get a milk and a batch. Another thing on that real quick too, is something fun to try, is that if they do happen to offer the same like coffee bean roasted in the different ways for filter or for batch, or for espresso, it's sometimes really fun to get one on each, and then of the same like bean, or sometimes they might even be using a filter, like, you know, bean for the espresso, just to have some fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to experiment, cool to, because cool, I think it's really cool to experiment taste,
because you
that.
Get like the single origin roaster for espresso, where it's like, obviously espresso is darker, it's more soluble because it's a quicker extraction. There's a lot more pressure behind it. So you're forcing water through this dense puck, while filter coffee, you kind of let gravity go through it. It's a coarser grind. You're going to get those sort of like more like not sort of like intense flavors. You're going to get more sort of like lighter, like almost like tea notes coming through.
Yeah. It's cool. And like, it's really hard to understand that unless you've got those tangible examples in front of you.
Taste
and you're like
side by
tasting
side.
Each, you know, side by side. Have some sparkling water between each one to cleanse the palate. That's another thing we love about a good cafe.
Yeah. A little bit of sparkles.
Sparkles on tap.
Yeah.
To brighten your day.
Yeah.
And cleanse your palate between the different coffees.
Okay, so we've spoken about what we like to order, our cafe experiences, that type of thing. Now, what would you say lately is the, like, I guess, like, could be a cafe experience or more sort of like a coffee that you've had recently that you've just been like, boom, like, that was ridiculously tasty.
Well, I think one that's jumping out to me actually was...
like, was it at a cafe or was it home or was it, you know...
It was a cafe. I haven't had much time to brew at home lately. Mm. I've really been letting my home brewing, manual brewing, you know, inner self down a bit lately. But I've been busy. I've been out and about a lot. That's totally fine. One that I just had like a great experience lately was out at Supernumerary Coffee.
Yep.
Little cafe out at Salisbury.
Brisbane based,
yeah. Yep, Brisbane based as well. I mean, most of our examples are going to be Brizzy based
at this point.
But especially while we can't travel over the border. But so we went there. We were, you know, just jumping in for a quick coffee and some breakfast before work. And got like a ham and cheese toasty. The bread was like amazingly fluffy. The cheese was next level.
Yeah.
It's really nice when you can get something that's just a little bit above what you expect. And then, yeah, had a couple of coffees and it was just that moment where it was like that moment of peace and reset in a busy world that I just needed, where I was like, oh, I can breathe again.
You know.
And I had that really nice coffee experience. They come and brought over an extra latte just on their house blend just to like, you know, oh, try this as well. And I just could really feel that level of care and, you know, appreciation that we were there and that, you know, I was appreciating that they were there.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, I had I got a Guji Natural from Ethiopia from Blackboard.
Yep.
So when I was down the coast, picked up a bag of that. It was espresso coffee, made it at home. I was like, this is just super tasty. Berries, like I was drinking it with, like I said, I had my one-on-one. I was drinking and I was just like, that espresso is delicious. I get a lot of fruits out of that. Then I was drinking the flat white and I was just like, that is just like malty Milo. Like, that is delicious. Sure enough, look at the tasting notes. Raspberries, Milo. Oh, it says Milo on there. And I was just like, yeah, I was totally getting those notes. And it was beautiful.
That's great. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we better wrap this up.
Yeah.
But
I'm pretty sure the video is now.
Video might have finished, but, out, but Blacklist. That was the other one.
Blacklist. Yeah,
Blacklist in awesome. Perth. That's the one I knew I'd think of it. You said Blackboard and that was in my brain.
There we go.
But guys, thanks so much for joining us. Let us know what you love about a good cafe experience. Swing us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Love to get that conversation moving and get you guys involved. And of course, we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, and as always, if you want us to chat about something or if you've got any questions or anything, please feel free. One of the episodes that we'll do down the track will be like a Q&A, so we can answer a whole bunch of people's questions and things.
Definitely. Yeah, don't be afraid to reach out. Follow us on the socials at the.monday.coffee. Be your best bet on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with the stuff. And yeah, of course, sweet. Let your friends know about Shared Brewing if you're enjoying it.
Totally.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Peace.
Talk soon.